Expert HR Weekly, compliance, good practice, and benchmarking for UK HR professionals.
Hello, and welcome to this week's podcast with me, Cleo Springer. As most of our listeners will be aware, there are a number of potentially fair reasons for dismissal, and we've talked about some of these, for example, misconduct, redundancy, and some other substantial reason, in previous editions of the podcast. However, in this week's podcast, we discuss a different and less common type of dismissal, but one that can also be fair, and this is where the employer dismisses an employee because it would be breaking the law for it to carry on employing him or her, sometimes referred to as a statutory ban dismissal. But what kind of situation might fall into this category, and what steps do employers need to take to ensure that the dismissal is fair? I'm joined today by Employment Law Editor Fiona Cumming, who's going to explain more. Hello there, Fiona.
Hi, Cleo.
So first of all, Fiona, can you begin by explaining what this potentially fair reason for dismissal is where there's an illegality-related issue?
Certainly. And as always, I'm probably going to be starting here with the legislation. So I'm looking at Section 98 of the Employment Rights Act 1996, and that's a section that deals with potentially fair dismissals. And in particular here, we're looking at Section 98(2)(d). So to quote the statute, the reason is that the employee could not continue to work in the position which he held without contravention, either on his part or that of his employer, of a duty or restriction imposed by or under any enactment. So it's a bit of a mouthful.
Well, it is a bit, isn't it? Okay, so can you explain then what that means in plain English?
Yeah, basically it means that there's some legal provision or enactment that the employee can't comply with, and to carry on working would amount to a breach of the law.
Okay, well, I think it's probably going to help to have an example of the sort of thing that might fall into that.
Sure. Well, the most common one given is driving. And so you have an employee that they've lost their licence, so they're disqualified either for 6 months or 3 years. Or it could be a lorry driver has difficulties with his HGV licence.
And are there any other examples that you can think of?
Yeah, another common one is immigration. And here you may have an employee that's got difficulties with their paperwork. So it may be raising issues of their right to remain or their right to work in the UK. So if they were to carry on working and they weren't entitled to work in the UK, then that would also be illegal. Then another example could be in the security industry. So security guards that are working in the front line and guarding premises need a licence from the Security Industry Authority, and that needs to be renewed every 3 years. So either if they didn't have the licence or were having problems with their renewal, then again they couldn't carry on working because that would be a criminal offence both for themselves and for their employer. And another final example would be where vocational qualifications for an employee are in fact a statutory requirement.
So we might be talking about certain healthcare workers there, for example.
Absolutely, or maybe a lawyer with their practising certificate.
Okay, but it doesn't necessarily mean that a dismissal in this situation is automatically going to be fair, though, does it?
No, it just means, as with the other ones that you mentioned, it's potentially fair. So, as always, there'd need to be a procedure followed and the dismissal need to be reasonable in all the circumstances.
And what might that procedure involve?
Well, the employer's investigation and in their communications and meetings with the employee, there'd need to be establishing that there is indeed a statutory restriction, the extent of that restriction, and how long it might possibly last for, and then how that particular restriction affects the employee's ability to do their job, and then also, you know, who is responsible for the employee not being able to comply with that particular statutory provision.
And would you go through the usual process with meetings and an appeal and all that kind of thing?
Yeah,
like you would with the disciplinary?
Yeah, absolutely. Always giving the employee a fair opportunity to put their stance forward.
And what kind of things would the employer be looking to establish?
Well, the employer would need to be taking reasonable steps. And one of those would be always, with all the examples that I gave, seeing as if there's anything they can do to actually assist the employee in being able to comply with that restriction. And then they'd need to consider what effect that restriction's having on the duties. Is it because it would it just affect one part of their duties, or is it integral, you know, is it a core part of the employee's duties? So if we take Driving, I think, again, as an example, if, say, you have an employee and they have to attend a few client appointments a week and they drive to that, but that's only just a part of their duties, then an employer would be considering, it would be a reasonable step for them to consider modifications to their roles, and maybe another employee takes over those duties on a short-term basis, or indeed the employee travels by public transport or a taxi, you know, something like that.
Okay, so the employer can look at ways around the situation, which is probably something that isn't going to maybe be too much of a problem in some cases. But what if there's a lengthy ban on driving?
Well, if there's a lengthy ban, then that probably would fall in the same circumstances as if the duty was a core part of the job. So say if you have a delivery driver and they've lost their licence, and in those circumstances, it would be a reasonable step to consider alternative employment. Now, the employer doesn't need to create an alternative role, but it certainly needs to consider any existing vacancies, whether the employee could be moved into one of those.
Okay, well, let's move on to one of the other scenarios that you talked about, where qualifications are the issue. So the employees fail to acquire a necessary vocational qualification. What would the employer need to do there?
And there they would need to consider, you know, what assistance and help they can give the employee, you know, whether that be an additional training or some mentoring, and to see whether they can assist them in making an application for an extension of time. And again, seeing if the employee can undertake other duties in the interim.
Okay, and of course I should just say here that we're talking here about a situation where it's actually a legal requirement to have the qualification, not just that the employer wants the employee to have those qualifications.
Absolutely.
Okay, Fiona, so just to sum up, dismissal in circumstances where continued employment would result in the law being broken, those kind of dismissals can be fair, but employers do need to go through the proper process, so there needs to be an investigation, they need to consider alternatives.
Absolutely clear.
Okay, well thank you for that useful overview, Fiona. And listeners can find more guidance on the Expert HR site on the law around dealing with a situation where continuing to employ someone would result in a breach of the law. And that brings us to the end of this week's podcast, which you've been listening to with me, Cleo Springer. We're back again next Friday with another edition of the podcast, but until then, it's goodbye from us.
Expert HR Weekly, the latest from experthr.co.uk, the award-winning subscription service for HR professionals.